19 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on a Friday morning. I'm Bill Small, joined in the studio by our news guy, Brian Klein, and we've got a special guest on the phone with us right now, Kansas State Representative Doug Blex. How are you this morning, sir?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
He called us gentlemen.
Well, I know at least one of you.
It would have to be Brian.
No.
All right, so we're going to tag team this interview because I'm new here. You know, I've only been here about almost 2 months now, but Brian, he knows everything. So.
No.
So why don't you start off?
A little about a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just going to ask you about our tax revenues, Doug.
Well,
we've surpassed everything. Why is that? Why are we taking in so much money?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. We're about $242 million above the revenue estimates. And that puts us at $419 million for the current fiscal year. It won't end until the 30th of this month, so we won't know exactly. And we had a little bit of delayed tax filing a year ago, so we really won't know final numbers until after the June the 30th here. So basically, my philosophy is what I've seen. We've had the last two years a huge infusion of federal money, and a lot of people call that free money, and it's not quite free.
There really ain't no such thing as free money, if I understand economics, right?
Yeah. And the second thing that probably is a big revenue generator is a little over a year ago, we passed a bill that allowed marketplace facilitators, if they're doing over $100,000 worth of business in the state of Kansas, and these would be basically out-of-state people that would be doing, they're required now to collect sales tax. Mm. And that, before, was what's called compensation use, which it was up to each individual taxpayer to report that on the honor system, and it really wasn't working too well, but we are now collecting approximately $100 million off of that. So that's a huge infusion, and that's kind of some reason. Now, whether or not this is going to last, I feel like that, we've had individual income tax receipts are up for this month. Of course, we had the filing date of April the 15th, and some people are a little late. Corporate income tax is up about 185% above the estimate. I think individual income tax was 62%. But the one thing that kind of, and retail sales were about 6% above estimates, but the compensation use, which is that out-of-state sales, they were down 3.3. And I think this is about the first month in quite a long time that compensating out-of-state sales, which is kind of a good thing for the local
people. Right.
However, I think that's kind of an indicator when people got a little extra money, they spend some time shopping online. So that may be an indicator. I think with inflation, at some point, we're going to see a downturn. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of preparing for that with some rainy day funds in our reserve.
Things here in Kansas kind of catch up a little slower than they do nationally, I think, as far as inflation and hits like that. It kind of happens here last, and then we're the last to come out of it, usually.
Yeah, I like the idea of the rainy day fund, because in my life, whenever it turns out I've got a little extra money, it's like somehow the universe learns this and says, oh, Bill's got a little extra money. Let's have his car break down. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. We're required, technically by statute, to have a 7.5% rainy day fund. And of course, a lot of people wanted the grocery tax down to zero, as I did, and I think with inflation, people certainly deserve a break. But what we did, we ratcheted that down 2% at a time, and one of the requirements for future reduction would be the fact that rainy day fund, we call it the modern stabilization fund, has to have at least $100 million in a balance there.
Well, we would be at zero on that sales tax on food if Governor Kelly would have signed the bill in 2019.
Yeah, that's correct. She vetoed that twice. I actually voted for that, you know, reduction, and it was at that time 1% and ratcheted on down. So, well, then, yeah, we'll get there.
Then on the other hand, if I could just say, you know, again, I'm new here, so I might not know exactly what I'm talking about, but I've heard people talk, and there was some resistance on going straight down to zero on the grocery tax because a lot of folks apparently thought that it would give too much credit to the Democrats that they didn't deserve.
Well, there's always that moral of politics. That
politics in the state house? I refuse to believe it.
and it is an election year, and it's also an unusual situation. We had redistricting, which threw a lot of people into brand new areas, gaining more territory. And so this was my first experience of a redistricting year. I've been there 6 years, and it was a crazy year.
I imagine,
a little bit different this year.
Yeah. Well, what about there was some talk about a repeal on the state gas tax. That would certainly help.
Or at least temporary. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and that may happen next year. When we look at things, you know, certainly fuel prices are huge. They affect everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got 130 horsepower tractor, which is not real big. And, you know, that's if you work that 8 hours, that's $300 in fuel cost just for that small tractor.
Right, and that gets passed on to the consumer in the form of higher prices for your groceries.
It's a bad deal.
Yeah. Well, all the way down the line.
Yep.
And then you've got a lot of revenue, I think, is lost, especially to Missouri and Oklahoma, as a border state here. I'll drive down to Bartlesville and save 20 cents a gallon on gas.
That affects us big time along these strips of where we, and my district borders quite a bit of all the way over to Cali County on the Oklahoma side. And, yeah, that's exactly right. When one state does something, people are certainly willing to drive 20, 30, 40 miles to buy groceries if there's no tax on that or fill up a gas tank.
Yep. Well, that's absolutely true. You sponsored some bills last session, right, Doug?
Well, yeah. I had one landmark, an APRN bill that I worked on for 6 years. Actually, sometimes process is slow and the timing has to be right, but this would allow a APRN, commonly called nurse practitioners or mid-level, to be able to practice without a collaborative practice agreement that has to be signed by a doctor. And it was just a bureaucratic issue. There was some safety involved in it, but for the most part, it was just kind of a cash cow for some certain groups that was in a restriction. It actually hopefully will lower health costs, and certainly in our rural areas will be a great access for, you know, allowing APRN to set up an independent practice without. Because you can't find collaborating agreement physicians anymore. We have a huge shortage of primary care medical doctors in Kansas and nationwide. So, bottom line of it is, when I get sick, I need somebody to refer me to a specialist, and that certainly, you know, you just can't walk into a specialist and on your own. For the most part, you got to have a referral.
Yeah, it depends on your insurance plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. And I had Wildlife and Parks. I sponsored a bill that allowed you to have a distinctive license plate on your vehicle. We have one to kind of honor our outdoor long-standing tradition of hunting and fishing, and for those bird watchers, we have a non-game plate. There's actually four designs and in a state park. And the neat thing about that, and I was involved in quite a bit of that, sometimes we pass things that's kind of nice and feel good, but this one actually has a value-added component to it that will allow you to purchase one of them plates and have it on your vehicle, you'll be able to get entry into any state park in Kansas free. That will serve as also your state park.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
neat deal. I mean, I was really proud of that, to be able to introduce that concept. And, you know, I carried that bill through. And, of course, Kansans love their prestige.
Yeah, that's true.
Place. And, you know, I've got a Vietnam veteran on mine and, you know, proud educators. K-State, KU, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're in your down period now before the next legislative session. What any big plans for the summer?
It seems like after last year, the Department of Labor and Unemployment Compensation, that just all the state legislatures worked their tails off in the off session. And we have a lot of forums being election year. The filing deadline was rolled back to June the 10th now at noon for state offices, for, I say state offices, for state senator, representative, right, and Board of Education. So we're really quite busy, even though the session's actually only about a 90-day session. We actually have a lot of meetings, forums, and certainly this year a lot of people will be on the campaign trail. We have some vacancies. We lost about 12 committee chairs, high-ranking positions of people, legislators that are not coming back for the next year, retiring, or for whatever reason. We also lost our speaker, he's not coming back, and our speaker pro temp. So we're going to have a big shakeup next year as far as leadership and committee chairs. And, so it'll be kind of a, people will be vying for that position. It's an elected position and appointed by the
Well, we'll talk to you next. We'll talk to you next month, and you can give us the latest skinny on that. State Representative Doug Bleck, thank you for joining us on this Friday morning at the Mighty 690 KGGF.